You will look with us to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And we want to begin reading around verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we want to begin reading at verse 10. And the word of God reads as follows. When the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kind of good things that you did not provide, wells that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful. Somebody say, be careful. That you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt and out of the land of slavery. And this morning we'd like to use for a subject, please don't forget. Please don't forget. You may be seated in the presence of God. When we look at all of our lives and we look around, we can see that God has done some great things. And all of us this morning could testify and say that the Lord has brought us from a mighty long way. And we should not be surprised by the things that God does, but because he promised us in his word that he would never leave us or forsake us. And he told us simply that in order to receive all of my promises, all that you have to do is simply only obey my word. And when we look in verse 3 of our chapter text here, which is chapter 10, verse 3 simply says this, hear Israel. In other words, open up your ears and listen to what God has got to say. And he goes on to say, and then I just want you to obey so that things might go well with you. See, it's in verse 3 of this chapter. That you might go into the land that flows with milk and honey. And just like God told your fathers and promised you, God will work out things on your behalf today. In other words, God will grant you favor if you'll just simply keep in remembrance the things that he's done for us. Somebody here possibly might say, well, how far has God really brought us? And in our text here, he's relating to the children of Israel that God had done a mighty work for. And when I look at the children of Israel, sometimes I have to think about our lives ourselves. That God allows us to go through a whole lot in order to show us that he's still God. And it's in him that we live, move, and have our being. Now the children of Israel had been bound in Egyptian captivity. And I'm sure when they were there, somebody was saying, things won't ever get any better. They probably could recall the times when they had to make brick from the straw and from the mud. But I come to tell you this morning that even though you might be going through something right now, that Your present situation is not your destination. In other words, trouble don't last always. And if you'll take the time this morning, I'm sure you can think about something that God did for you on yesterday. And I just come to tell you, please don't forget how easily we forget the things that God has done for us. And some of us seem to have the Janet Jackson mentality that says, what have you done for me lately? But I can tell you that he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I'm not talking about a way back yonder. I can't forget what he done for me this morning. See, what God was doing was he was preparing them for their future. And see, right now, when you're going through, God is preparing you for your future. Somebody say, I'm waiting on my future. But see, the only way you get to your future is you can't forget about your past. Somebody say, Lord, I thank you for all the things you have done. And see, what had happened was, Israel had been in captivity for 430 years. Now think about it. That was enough time for your mamas and your granddaddies and your great-granddaddies and your great-great-great-great-granddaddies to have been going through. And somebody said, when is God going to show up? But I tell you, he's an on-time God. And every time I can always say that God is good. Somebody said, what's an example of God's goodness? 430 years of captivity, but let me tell you, they didn't stay there. And right now, you might be going through, but let me tell you, you're not going to stay there. For see, eventually, God set them free. And see, when God sets you free, he don't leave you alone. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. In other words, I'm going to leave a babysitter with you that will lead and guide and direct you into all truth. And then when you think about it, well, what has God really done? And when we follow this text, we must go back and look in the book of Exodus. And we look in the book of Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 through 22. He simply says this, that after God set them free, he says, now by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And by night he gave them a pillar of fire to serve as their light in darkness. So that way they could travel by day or by night. And what I'm telling you is that even though you're going through, God will be your guide in the daylight hours, and he'll be your guide in the midnight hours. And I told you last week that sometimes midnight will come in the middle of day. But God gave them a light so they could travel. And he put the pillar in front of the people. And when we look at the word Exodus, the book of Exodus, Exodus means to leave from. And right now in your life, God is allowing you to make an exodus from this present life for the life which is to come. And God gives us a guide that will guide us night and day, and his name is the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is one that leads and guides and directs you into all truths. And even though you're going through right now, and maybe you're pretty disgusted this morning, please don't forget how far God has brought you from. And even though you're going through some trouble, and God will often give you deliverance, let me tell you, trouble will come back at you. See, the devil really is a liar. We say it as a saying, but the devil really is a liar. Let me tell the story. See, Pharaoh had allowed, after God placed the plagues upon them, he allowed God's children to go free. And right now, some of us have come to church. And we show up every now and then, and God gives us a little bit of liberty. And we assume then that once I come to church, everything is all right. Am I right? But let me tell you, the devil really is a liar. When you look at Exodus chapter 14, if you're right, you can follow me. Exodus chapter 14, you'll discover that in verse 3 through 5, we see where Pharaoh changed his mind. And see, right now, a lot of times, your enemies will change your mind. You think they're your friend, but they're not stabbing you in your back. They're stabbing you in your face. And what happens is, in verse 7, we see where Pharaoh will take 600 chariots, along with every chariot that could be found in the land of Egypt. And he began to chase God's people. And those that were following him were going boldly, and every horse, every chariot seems to be chasing God's people. And right now it seems like so often that the devil gets on our paths and tries to hawk us down. And then the word says in this chapter of Exodus that they found them camped by the Red Sea. And as Pharaoh approached God's people, a lot of them became terrified. And this is what they said. They said, "Now Moses, why did you bring us out here in the desert to die? That we had plenty to eat when we were in Egypt. At least you should have left us alone and let us serve the Egyptians." But let me tell you, that's a slave mentality. A lot of us have God has brought us from a mighty long ways, and someone said, "I can't give up now, because I've come too far from where I started from." And the devil wants you to go back to that old life, to that old situation, what you thought was happiness. But let me tell you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And they said, "Now, why did you bring us here to die?" But see, what happened was, they forgot how God led them by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by the night time. They forgot. And as they were out there in the desert, that in the morning God would rain down manna from heaven, and they would eat until their bellies wouldn't hold anymore. But they forgot what God had done. Please don't forget what God has done for you. See, right now, a whole lot of us are living in houses, amen, that your income didn't qualify you for. Driving cars that your credit didn't deem you credit worthy enough to drive. Don't forget where God has brought you from. And when we look at our lives, most of us have been low down, disgusted, and couldn't be trusted. But God gave us another day, another chance. And we often have the audacity to complain. But please, this morning, believers, don't forget what God has done. And see, he's allowed us to come from a time of having to go into the back door to now we own the store. See, he's moved us from sitting in the back to driving Cadillacs. Please don't forget where God has brought us from. I can see Pharaoh's army chasing them right now, and I can see your problems chasing you right now. And we find that God's people were facing a dilemma. The oppressor army was behind them, and the Red Sea was in front of them. And they began to complain. But sometimes we got to look in this word. It says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What happens is we run backwards into our old mess, trying to get out of our present situation. But I tell you, God didn't bring you this far just to leave you. See, while you're mumbling, God is still working. And the angels, let me tell you how God will work and give you a favor. See, when we look in Exodus chapter 14, it says that the angel of God that had been traveling in front of God's people changed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud that had been daylight and night, what he did was he caused it to be night on Pharaoh's army. Somebody shout with me right now. And he called it to be day for the children of Israel. In other words, what happened was, when God grants you a favor, no weapon formed against you can prosper. And that angel allowed it to be dark for Pharaoh's army and allowed it to be light for God's children. Then right now somebody said, what am I going to do now? But I can see right now, as Moses stretched out his rod and God caused the wind to blow and the Red Sea did a split and stood up as walls on each side. Now God is so good that he won't even sometimes even let you get dirty, even though somebody's throwing dirt on you. Let me explain what I'm talking about. See, when a sea has been wet, the land ought to be muddy, am I right? But the word of God said that they crossed across the Red Sea on dry. Somebody ought to shout glory right now. They walked across on dry land. In other words, God just blew his breath and said, sea, stand up on the east. Sea, stand up on the right. And he allowed his children to walk over on dry land. And see, in other words, what God was saying was that even though your enemy might be behind you, he said, if I be for you, who can be against you? And after, somebody say after, they got over to the other side, they were able to look back and see where God had brought them from. And then, as I can see Pharaoh's army chasing all behind them, said, I'm going to get those church folk. But as they got into the midst of what used to be the Red Sea, God stopped breathing and sucked in. And the wall on the east side fell in. Then the wall on the west side collapsed. And I can see Pharaoh's army drowning in the Red Sea. And that's the reason somebody said, Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. Because Pharaoh's army got drowned out in the Red Sea. See, I tell you, the devil was after me. But I tell you, the devil is a liar. Satan thought he had me. But Jesus came and grabbed me. And he drowned my problem in the depth of the Red Sea. I tell you, I was sinking deep in sin. Very deeply stained within. And I was sinking. Anybody been sinking? And I wasn't going to rise no more. But then Jesus, he reached way down, picked me up, rescued me. I can't forget what the Lord has done for me. Somebody said, watch God. See, I've been down and out.
But God always makes a way for me. See, I can't forget where he's brought me from. Somebody said he brought me from a mighty long way. I tell you, I wasn't fit to live, but I wasn't ready to die. But Jesus picked me up, dusted me off, started me on my way. And I thank God for his grace. I can't forget his grace. I can't forget his mercy. I was living way down in the miry clay, but he reached way down and picked me up, put my foot on a solid rock to stay. Hey, 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 hey. Everybody been down and out. Didn't know how you were gonna make it. See, somebody said, I was lost. I couldn't find my way. But then I saw a little light from heaven that shined down on my soul. And then Jesus, he saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with his precious Holy Ghost. Anybody here been sick? Thought you wasn't going to get well? Then Jesus, he healed your body. Please, please don't forget what the Lord has done for you. Anybody here been broke? Didn't have a dime to your name, but then some kind of way, the light stayed on, the gas stayed on, the mortgage collector didn't come and foreclose. Somebody ought to shout glory. Don't forget, please don't forget what the Lord has done for me. Somebody said, how can I forget what he's done for me? How can I forget how he set me free? I can't forget him hanging on a place called a Calvary. I can see my sins hanging on that cross. Your sins were hanging on that cross. But guess what? I can't leave Jesus hanging on that cross. They tell me that his blood ran down. The dead got up, started to walk around Jerusalem. And as they hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour, and finally he said, it's finished. It's over. It's a done deal. They took him, buried him, an old dusty grave. But early, early, one Sunday morning, he got up. I'm thankful he got up, and I can't forget that he got up, and because he got up, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of my fears gone. I know you don't hold my future, but he holds. I can't forget what he's done. He brought me out. Anybody here, did he bring you out? Did he make way out of no way? Open doors been closed in your face. I can't forget what he's done. See, I tell you, I've been through the storm and the rain, but somebody said I made it. I've had some heartaches and pain, but I made it through it all. He brought me out. The invitation is given. Will there be one to come that doesn't know Jesus as your Savior? God is telling you right now to come on. He don't want you to forget all the things that he's done for you. Will there be one this morning? Will there be one this morning that say, God, I want to get things right with you. I can't forget. I can't forget. Let's all stand as the door's open.
I've been through the storm and the rain. Yeah. Oh, but I made it. Yeah. I've had many heartaches and pain. Oh, I made it. Sometime I couldn't see my way through. Been through your storms and your rain. Oh, you ought to tell somebody, I made it. You've had so many heartaches and pain, but you made it. Sometimes you couldn't see your way through. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see the one who died for me, the one who keep making a way for me, the one who keep looking out for me, amen. All of my trauma, all of my burden will soon be over. When I see Jesus,
anybody been through? Anybody been through the storm and the rain? But you made it. Please, please don't forget that you made it. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I made it. See, I can't forget all the things that God has done. And when you encounter your problem this week, just remember that you made it. You made it. And God will see you through to make it again. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you right now. Lord, we thank you for this worship experience. Father, we thank you for the worshipers that have come right now, Father God. Just give you some sincere praise. Father God, bless us right now, individually as well as collectively, Father God. You know what we stand in need of. God, whatever it is, we ask that you would grant it right now to your people in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we're going to be preparing to leave this place right now, Father God. But let the spirit of worship just go with us
throughout this day, Father God, and throughout our lifetime. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us all, henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let us all say amen.